As you are.
When discussing the current very common practice of Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, there are four basic sugyas in our limud that we need to analyze whenever there's a shayla of Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody discussed before, but in order to crystallize it, we'll begin again from the beginning. Four different sugyos: Nogea, the issue of Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. The first is, when does the avelus of an avel who stays in America begin? For this, the first source is the Shulchan Aruch we saw in Siman Shin Ayin Hesiv Beis. Mishadartin l'shuach hameis l'medina acheres v'kavro v'nei yodim masi yikavir. When they send the mace somewhere else, then the Shulchan Aruch tells us, as soon as the mace leaves, as soon as the normal time for levaya of the mace is over, those people staying in Tinek, not going to Eretz Yisrael, will begin their avelus in Tinek. Hafichas panim, as soon as they turn away from the mace. Me'idach, those going to Eretz Yisrael will stay with the mace, and then have the Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, and have the avelus only commence when they go to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch comes from the Rambam, also viewed by the Ramban, and the Ramban explains this is because of Hesach Hadas. And we had two different opinions as to what Hesach Hadas means. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, the Yisod of Hesach Hadas means there's no more Hesaskos. There's no more Hesaskos. That means that once the plane, the Mesas is going to Eretz Yisrael, these people in Tinek are going to remain in Tinek without any more Hesaskos. Mamela, their avelus commences right away. And according to that, Rav Moshe would pass in Tacha, that if people are going to Tinek, let's say they're in Tinek and they go to Ben Gurion Airport, as soon as they leave, they close the gate at Ben Gurion Airport and the cargo gate is closed, people turn away, that's when their avelus starts. That's Kilu, they went to Mesa Torah to Kvura. We mention another reading in the Ramban, which is no! Hesach Hadas is not a function of his Hesaskos. Hesach Hadas means merely people are concerned to know that the Kvura happened. If that's true, then Bizman Azeh, since people are often concerned to know that Kvura happened, and their concern is valid, they're waiting for the cell phone call in order to tell them that Kvura happened in Eretz Yisrael, then their avelus would not start until they hear the cell phone call from the actual Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned that on Friday, we mentioned that briefly yesterday. That's issue number one to discuss as far as Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. Source number two, as far as Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, is the second part of the same Sif Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even though normally there's a split, there's one difference, right by the Beis in the Shach, v'im dodo ha-mishpacha ho'ich imo, if the dodo bayis goes with the mace, then af elu shebatan, even those in Tinek, even those in Ben Gurion Airport, are not going to begin their avelus until when? To the actual Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. So we mentioned, source number one, was if there's no dodo bayis, they split. Two brothers stay, two brothers go, the brothers split up, and the avelus will be different times. But then, the second part of this base is referring to a different case. What if there's a dodo bayis, like the Shach quotes in the Rashba? Dodo bayis means, let's say, the father of the family, who's in charge of the Kvura. The dodo bayis, the chief person in the avelus, goes to Eretz Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch, then everyone's going to begin their avelus only in Eretz Yisrael, from the Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. And here we have two readings as well. According to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, avelus will start for everyone in most situations only when the Dodo Habayis starts his avelus, which would mean not in the simple case of two brothers staying in Tinek, two brothers going to Eretz Yisrael, but if, let's say, there's a family, which there's five brothers and a father, they lost their mother, so two brothers stay in America, stay in Tinek, two brothers and the father go to Eretz Yisrael, then according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, everyone will only commence their avelos after the kvura in Eretz Yisrael. And here we don't need the machlokas, cell phone calls, hisastros, no matter what. Even if they don't know anything in theory, we would say the kvura starts only when they get to Eretz Yisrael. 8:10 yesterday, but then maybe 2 weeks. So no, the shach says 3 days, within 3 days. But then automatically, according to the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, avelos will only start based upon when the Dodo Abaya starts his avelos. Does this apply nowadays? Says the shach in Sifkot Nid Beis, quoted briefly by Rav Tshuva Eder, right here in Shach, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Shinayin Hay, on Sif Beis, says the Shach, an unbelievable chiddush. There's a difference between the average case that we talked about. Two brothers are in Tinek. Two brothers go to Eretz Yisrael with the father, and they begin their avelos, and the case of the Shulchan Aruch. So says the Shach, an unbelievable kimta. What is the case in Shulchan Aruch talking about? Only if those two brothers with the father go to Eretz Yisrael, stay there. If the brothers don't stay there, then we say in the Tanami. The avelos of the two brothers in Tinek is going to be tafel, the avelos of the Iker place of Avelut, which is going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and then really only a Tinek branch of Eretz Yisrael. Since there's a Tinek branch of Eretz Yisrael, the avelos is basically going to begin when the Simas Avelo happens in Eretz Yisrael, and even those that are here will not begin. So not a disagreement in the Shulchan Aruch that in every case when they split, they wait to the phone call that we're having. No! It's only in a situation where the Dodo Abayis goes and stays there, then everyone's going to be tafel to the Dodo Abayis. But in most situations, that means, in most situations, the people are in Tinek. Why are they in Tinek? Because they live in Tinek. They live in America. They go to Eretz Yisrael for the Purim, and then they come back. If that's true, then the Shach would argue, even Shulchan Aruch agrees, there's no real status for Dodo Abayis there. The family in Tinek starts when they leave Ben Gurion Airport, and the famine in Eretz Yisrael will only start the steam as the goal in Eretz Yisrael. Ezra?
Tangential point. If in the case where a mother dies and the husband's still alive, if the husband is completely retired and he is not making money, is he still considered
the goal? So that's what it sounds like from the Shach quote to the Rashi. It sounds like from the so Eitan, explain. The Shofar quotes from the Rashba, from Shulchan Aruch Rashba, that sounds like it's not only an issue of financially supporting the family, but it's whoever is responsible for this Kavura. And that's going to be the Dodo Abayis, which makes sense. As Jonathan pointed out, we're not talking about the financial situation of the whole family. Do we hold of Lakewood Kolo or not Lakewood Kolo? People do learn it or not. It's not a whole situation about Hashkafas HaTorah. This is just an issue with an Avelus. With an Avelus, who's the chief Avel? In fact, the Shach writes, interestingly, at the very end of the Big Shach, Sifkat Nyebeis, says the Shach, you might have thought to say, who's the Dodo Abayis? The person who's the most sorrowful, the person who feels the most pain. So that's not true, because Nebuch, people have different ways of expressing grief. Some people express it in more ways, other people express it in other ways. So therefore, it's not necessarily true that the person who's expressing the most grief is the Dodo Abayis. But what do you see from this Havamina? That Dodo Abayis is not a global issue as far as who is going to be the chief of the family. It means who is representing the Iker House of Avelos. And therefore it would be the husband, even though he might be retired and not financially responsible for any of the family altogether. That's the Shach writes in two places. But the Shach, you're right, you would have thought that from the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shach quotes the Shuvah Sarajba in two places. He quotes the Shuvah Sarajba in the end of Sifkatan Yud Beis, the very end, the last five lines. And then earlier, in Sif Beis, he also quotes it at the in Sif Dalet, one line in Sif Dalet. Right, so it's Eitan, so Ezra's question was, what if the Baal's not financially responsible? We say still, the Baal is the chief avil, is automatically going to be responsible. Even though he's not financially supporting the family, that's considered Dodo Abayis Namilas. That's what the Rashba says. Well, it's unclear. With brothers, it's unclear. Brothers really all have the same chiyuv. So maybe if there's five brothers, it's very possible there's no one going to be the Dodo Abayis. Even though one person might officially be responsible, because the family makes him the monitor, that's not enough. By a Baal, who's chayiv before his ishto? The Baal is a chiyuv before his ishto. So that's why he's Dodo Abayis. But by five brothers, l'chora, there's no real Dodo Abayis, because there's no person that's more intrinsically chayiv than the other, even if the family decides because the family reasons you don't be chayiv. What if one supports the whole family? If there's one big brother and the other ones are waiting in kolel, then yesh la'ayin, because then that's a dodo bayis in the broader sense. But in most situations, there's no dodo bayis because in brothers, in case of brothers, just there's no one who's more achra in the chura than anyone else. Those are the two issues as far as haskalas man avails. Number one, the beginning of sif bayis. Do they need to wait for the phone call or for the hesachadas from misasterus? Number two, the end. Does dodo bayis apply altogether? The Shach says no, it only applies when they go and they stay there. The Shulchan Aruch simply put would be most situations. Bid machokas l'maisa as far as haschalos avelos. But then we have three, source three to analyze when we talk about Kvura and Eretz Yisrael. The world famous machokas Rishonim, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach in the Siman Shin Ayin Hei, Sivchas and Tes, and the corresponding Sivchat and the Shach, Sivchat and Yud Beis, Sivchat and Yud Gimel. So now we're moving from the first two sources which dealt with when the Avelus starts to what's now more famous in the world of discussion of postim, when the Avelus ends. As Rabbi Simon points out, just as an observation, not even a halachic, you saw it as an observation, everyone seems to presume in a case where the family lives in Tinek and they send some representatives to Eretz Yisrael and they come back, no one even talks about Todol Abayas there. As man as that, we presume that everyone in Tinek starts from Tinek time, everyone in Eretz Yisrael starts in Eretz Yisrael time, either because there's no Todol Abayas altogether, because most situations don't have Todol Abayas, because usually if the father's going, then some of the other families are going too, the family will follow, or because we presume like the Shach, that the only thing that Todol Abayas is that's funny collector's item case, that the family doesn't stays there. And most people in Tinek don't stay there. But the
very common occurrence that a couple of the tires live in Eretz Yisrael and the children live in America and the mother passes away and the father live in Eretz Yisrael.
So you're trying to have a pirov, not it's a possible thing to have. And
so yeah,
they came to America. No. So
the family lived in America, the children stayed in America, the parents went to retire in Eretz Yisrael, the mother passed away, and some of the children go to the
Yeah, but the father was not here, so that's a different case. So it's wait, that you're adding other factors. Meaning, we're talking about so far that the people started, they all started, they were in Tinek. The question was, they start from Afichas Panim or not, because there's two different batim, they all began in the same case. So we'll see. Let's wait. But you're bringing other factors that we'll address in a few minutes, Bezat Hashem. This third issue boils down to a machlokes rishonim as far as when Avelus ends. The Shach, as we mentioned yesterday, toward the end of the shir, quotes two basic schools of thought in the Rishonim. The Gemara talks about on Chaf Aleph and Beis and Moikotin, going to Chaf Beis and Aleph, a case where there's an Avel who didn't know that he was an Avel. There's a house that starts sitting Shiva. Then all of a sudden, this Avel walks into the house, sees that he's supposed to be an Avel. So the Gemara says there's certain Pratim to allow him to join the house of Shiva. According to one opinion, he has to come within 3 days of the mention yesterday in Malkam Karov. According to others, even within 7 days. Certain Pratim. That's the rove of what Shulchan Aruch talks about in Sifches and Siftes. But then the Gemara talks about something else. The Gemara then discusses Halach Gadol Habayis Leis HaTvaros. The Gadol Habayis goes to the Leis HaTvaros. What's the deal? Those words, Halach Gadol Habayis Leis HaTvaros, the very first words of the Chavayis of Adalif and Moikotin are the source of a world famous machlokes. There's at least five different things in the Rishonim, quoted by the Beis Yosef, how to understand what those words mean. The two basic schools of thought in those words, Halach, Gadol, Habayis, Lesetvaros, are represented, just represented, clearly not the only ones that hold each side, by the Rush and the Ramban in Taurus Adam. Says the Rush in Simon Lamed Tes in Moi Katan. What do those words mean? Halach Gadol Abayis Abayis. Says the Rush. The Sugya was talking about until now, the case I mentioned, if there's a family sitting in Shiva, then another Avil comes and finds out, oh, he's supposed to be an Avil, can he join the Shiva that started already, or does he need his own Shiva? The Gemara says one of the Tanaim to let this Avil join his family is if there's a Gadol Abayis in the house too. If there's no Gadol Abayis, this Avil can't become part of that house. If there's a representative as part of the house who's there, then this little Avil can come and join. Says the Rush, when the Gemara then says, Halach Gadol Habayis Lebeis HaKvaros Mahu, that means, what if instead of the Gadol Habayis being at home, he went on an errand? What type of errand? You know, an Avil can't leave his house. He went on an errand to the Beis HaKvaros to help make a matzeva or do something like that. We still say that the little Avil that comes to join the family can join the family. We mentioned what's one of the tanaim to join the family. There needs to be who there? Gadol Habayis there. The Gemara then says, what is Gadol Habayis? Is sort of there, but he really went to the Beis HaKvaros. So, Murphy's Law, this poor Avil comes home, he sees that Gadol Habayis is not there. Do we say that he needs to start his own Shiva or can he join? So, according to the Rush, the words Halach Gadol Habayis Lebeis HaKvaros Mahu means, because the Gemara of Avon Lebeis Gabad was talking about a case where an Avil wants to join his family. He never heard about the Shiva at all. Walks in and wants to know, can he join the Shiva since he never heard about it? And join the family or not? One of the tonight is that a Gadol Habayis must be there. The Gemara then explores a very interesting case. What if the Gadol Habayis is sort of there, but he went to Beis HaKvaros? So when this Avil walks in, the Gadol Habayis is not there. Does that still count or not? That's how the Rush understands the Gemara. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch passes in Sifches and Sifches. Did anyone not hear that those words of the Rush?
He was there originally, like he started saying Shiva, the Gadol Habayis.
Pashup Shat, as the Shat quotes, the Rush understands, he started saying Shiva, he went on an errand. So just, this guy's luck, this poor guy's luck, if he would have come yesterday when the Gadol Habayis was there, everyone agrees he could have started shooting Shiva. The question is, what if he comes and the Gadol Habayis is away for the day on an errand? Can he start being included in the house or not? So before your question again, so the Rush understands that the case of Halach Gadol Habayis Lebeis meant a further inquiry in the case of a little brother who wants to join the family. Usually little brothers can join the family if they didn't know about the Avelos beforehand. Only if the Gadol Habayis is there. Does it matter? One of the Gadol Habayis is sort of there, but not always there. Because you went to the Sephiros for the day. Does that count or not? Okay, done? Who? He meaning the Gadol
Habayis. He intends to come back in 3 days. And the Karu Asher comes and he arrives, you know, day two or three, and he says, well, the Gadol Habayis funny and coming back, I can start sitting in a with them. But then he's gonna come back to, then the Gadol Habayis is gonna come back to day four.
Okay, and Ekanami. So the guy needs to keep on, so the little brother needs to have more availables. Meaning it could be it's not based on the plans of the Gadol Habayis. It might be based on if the Gadol Habayis shows up or not. If they can catch him and tell him better hurry up to let your brother have or you let your son have Shiva over earlier, that's true. If he doesn't come back, he decides to take his time in a Konami. The guy will have to just keep longer available. He definitely has to start now. The question is available to finish or not. So that's the Rush. That's the Rush understanding of the Gemara. That's basically the Shulchan Aruch and Sifches and Siftes. Lefizeh, does it have any shaykhus bechlal to our question about going to Eretz Yisrael? Nothing to do bechlal. No comparison whatsoever to going to Eretz Yisrael. What is it? This is talking about a case that never happens. Jonathan pointed out to me it happens where Simon said in this year maybe if a person's in a coma. But how often does it happen? People didn't know about their Avelos at all. Walk into a house and they say, surprise, Nebuch, you're in Avil. Or even more, the Shulchan Aruch says, he heard about the Avelos, but he didn't start. He was too busy asking his Rav what to do, so he only walks into the house. He starts Avelos himself before he gets home from the hospital in the coma. His Avelos is dependent. Only has to be when he comes to the house, and he didn't know anything about the Avelos. He didn't start at all. Then he starts. Nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, that's just a strange case of Avelos altogether. So according to the Rush, is this entire sif relevant to our question about people in Eretz Yisrael? Not in the day of the fall. That's the opinion of the Rush. Nevertheless, says the Ramban in Taras HaAdam, I'll tell you a different shot in the Gemara. Says the Ramban, Not only do I think this is Pshat in the Gemara, and it's Lamitos of the Ramban, this is the Pshat of the Rif as well. And as the Shach points out, when the Ramban says it's the Pshat of the Rif, he's not only saying it's the Pshat of the Rif, he's also saying it's the Pshat in the Ramban, because the Ramban is joining the Zephyr before the Rif, and whatever the Pshat in the Rif is, fill in the blank, that's the Pshat in the Ramban. So this Ramban is very powerful. Whatever the Ramban is going to say is not only saying his own opinion. He's taking two of the Gedolei HaPosukim, the Rif and the Rambam, and saying they hold of his Pshat as well. So the Rambam, what's the Pshat? Halach Gadol Habayis Lebeis HaTvaros means that the printers did a very good job by putting one studio on Chaf Aleph on the base and another studio on the top of Chaf Aleph on the base. Because the studio of Chaf Aleph on the base that we talked about, was talking about the same situation before. What happens if a person is in the base of Pharos? And what happens if a person is in the base of Avel? And all of a sudden, another brother comes and says, what should I do? Should I say Shuvah or not? But we have all the details. If you're within 3 days, within 7 days, Makam Karo, Makam Racho, Dodo Abayas, all those issues that the Shulchan Aruch talks about in the collector's item case, that never happens, but a person coming home and finding out he has to say Shuvah or not, that's what the Gemara is talking about in Chaf Aleph Beis, Dodo Abayas. Then the Gemara in Chaf Beis Man Aleph has an entirely different question. What's the question of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph? Halach Gadol Habayis Leis HaTvaros. Which means, if a family lives in Tinek, and some of the family, represented by the Gadol Habayis, goes to the Leis HaTvaros in Eretz Yisrael, and they then come back, Mahu, what's the din with their avails? Now, clearly, the Ramban and the Modeh, that there's something we know about their avails. We know the family in Tinek starts their avails when? Right away. That's fine. The family in Eretz Yisrael, which the Gemara calls Gadol Habayis Leis HaTvaros, only starts from Tinek Hagadol. So we know they started at different times. But says the Ramban, what's the din halach Gadol Habayis Leis HaTvaros now means? When he comes back, does that family member, Gadol Habayis, says the Ramban, he can be told the words Gadol Habayis are not dafka. Could be Katan Habayis. Because he's going away. When anyone comes back to join the family in Tinek, how often they said Baruch, they went to the floor and then come back, Mahu, what's the din? Do they get to end their avelus based on the cheshbon of the family in Tinek? Or do they end their avelus 7 days after they started, based on the Kvura in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Ramban, our very question of Halach Gadol Habayis Leis HaTvaros in the Gemara is the exact same question that we're dealing with of the mace being taken from Tinech to Eretz Yisrael. Whereas according to the Rush, the issue of Tinech to Eretz Yisrael does not make it to the pages of the Gemara. According to the Ramban, that's the crux of the sugya on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Halach Gadol Habayis Lebeis HaTvaros. And the Ramban says clearly, the words Gadol Habayis don't mean after Gadol Habayis. Some of the family went to the Beis HaTvaros and then comes back. Does that family have their own cheshbon? Or no? Does that family have the prerogative to say, we are part of the family in Tinek? And therefore, when the family in Tinek ends their avelus, we're going to end their avelus as well. And we pasdin, says the Ramban, that even if they came to Shiva, if the family in Tinek was here, let's say in Tinek it was Thursday, they started the avelus on Thursday. The family in Eretz Yisrael went and there was a Shevitah. There was a strike in Eretz Yisrael, and Nebuch the Kfura took 5 days. They come back to Eretz, they come back to Tinek right before Shkia, the sixth day. Or even on the seventh day, if they continue after the morning, they come, as long as they're still Menachem, as long as they're still being Noeg avelus, that family is going to have just a few hours of Shiva. They can go based upon the question of Tinek. That's the Rabbah's understanding, not just the halacha, but the Gemara. Says the Shach, we have a machlokas here. On the one hand, the Rush says quite clearly that this is not mentioned. By the fact that it's not mentioned, the Rush is going to be telling us that if there are people in Tinek that started Shiva on a Sunday, people in Eretz Yisrael that started Shiva on a Tuesday, what should be the halacha without telling us any chiddush? What's the pashup shot? Those that started on Sunday will end a week after Sunday. Those that started on Tuesday will end the week after Tuesday. So the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Ramah, and Sifches and Siftes, they don't even quote this halacha of the Tinef, the Eretz Yisrael case, would say, are they always split? There are two different independent countings in the family. Shulchan Aruch Shidaso, correct, beautiful. Zevi, you're pointing out a point we're going to make even better in a second. But the Ramban says the Shach, Shulchan Aruch, you forgot about the Ramban. The Ramban is not just the Ramban. The Ramban understanding the Rif, understanding the Rambam, that says we're going to paskin that the case of the Gemara is referring to our Tinech Eretz Yisrael case. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us that even if they come Toch Shiva, as long as the family in Eretz Yisrael comes back to the base of Avil, within the last minute of Shiva, they can join themselves. There's only one counting, there's Achdus in the family. These words are so important. Let's see this inside in the Shach. This Shach is easy to find, even though the Shach is long. We're going to start in the first column, where the words get wide. The Shach begins by quoting the Beis Yosef, and then says, this is the very first line, first wide line in Sivkot Yud Beis. Now, of course, whenever you do Shach, Rashi tells you, you always have to talk about the second wide lines. The lines are wide and get narrow, then get wide again, and most of them in Shach and Shulchan Aruch. So it's the wide lines that are chozer v'nir, when they become wide again. The first wide lines, of emes ein divrei Beis Yosef nirim, in the middle of the line, of emes ein divrei Beis Yosef nirim. Everyone see where I am? Everyone see where it is? Is anyone that does not see the Maror Malkum in the Shach? Very important to see inside. See me in the back, you see it?
Four words from the
end. On the right column. Move to the right. Although the Emes says the Shach, Ein Divrei HaBeis Yosef Nirim Iker. I don't like the Beis Yosef, Kama Shosef B'Sifri, like I explained. El Nir Iker, I hold, says the Shach, Kama Shosef HaRamban, it says the Ramban, not only the Ramban, but even the Ramban L'Das Harif. Meviu Beis Yosef. What is this Pshat? The Sfir Lahu, they hold. The Afilu Boha Gadol. Even if the Gadol, who was away for the Tfura, came, Eitzel B'nei Abayis, to the rest of his family, Toch Zayin, within any period of Shiva, Mona Imahim, he can then end his Shiva with them. As opposed to when he started, V'lo M'stimas Adolel, not from his own commencement of Shiva, which was Stimas Adolel. Bein Sheba M'makom Karov Orochok, whether he comes from a far place or a close place, because the whole idea of far and close in the Gemara was only referring to a case of that collective item case of the guy in the coma who woke up. But this was a totally different case in the Gemara. A case where a person goes to Eretz Yisrael with nothing to do with Karav Rachot. The Chayin says the Shach, Afilu Katan Shehoach Beis HaKvaros. Don't be fooled by the word Gadol Abayis in the Gemara. It's left after Gadol, even a Katan, the way to the Beis HaKvaros. The Chazar Toch Zayin, as long as he comes back within Shiva, Mona imahen, he can be tafel to the rest of the bayis and tinek. V'chein, haba mimakom acher l'sham. Now we go back to the other case in the Gemara. What if a person comes from another place to the iker place in tinek, umatza shahalach gadol bayis v'setvaros, and he finds that gadol bayis went to the v'setvaros? So there also, kevan shechazer gadol bayis, if he was beyond zayin, mona imahen. The case of the person with the coma, also. Once the Gadol Abayis returns within 7 days, he can also be part of the Iker house of Avelos and Tinek. Av Zenidur Imo. This person is going to be part of them also. V'nimtzu Kulam Monin Minyan Echad. They're all going to have one counting, but says the Shach, V'hu Shibazem Yimakom Karov. The case of the coma, where a person didn't know, there is the coming Yimakom Karov. That's not the Iker point that we're talking about. The Shach just says that if a person comes from a coma back to a house of Avelos, there he still needs the Gadol Abayis to be there. Or Gadol Abayis to be there before Shiva's over. But the case that we're focusing on is the point that the Shach quotes before and from the Ramban, that even Katan, even Makam Rachot, if they come back to the place that they left, when they were both, they were all Avelim together and they went, they can even starve to the place they left from, to the earlier Avelos. Says the Shach, so far the Shach telling us whose opinion is this? Which two Rishonim? Ramban and the Rif. But says the Shach, Make it more powerful. Im chain, gam das harambam chain. This is, if I'm saying this is pshat in the Rif, it's not only the Rif, it's even the Rambam. Shehu halach mamish b'derech harif rabo. Ayin sham. If you look at the Rambam, he's recapitulating the words of the Rif, which means the Ramban's pshat is not only pshat in the Rif, it's also pshat in the Rambam. We have three Rishonim that are saying it. Ramban himself, Rif, and Rambam. Says the Shach, not only that. The Asmag, Daf Resh Mavav Amadimel, Pasav Kosh and Rambam. The Smag quotes the Rambam. If this is pshat in the Rif, which is Chad Gadya, pshat in the Rambam, it's also pshat in the Smag, the fourth Rishon. And says the Shach further, number five, Medivri Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Nisiv Chav Ches, Nira Shepasav Karamban, Ayin Sham. Says the Shach, fifth Rishon. Yeruchim in Yeruchim seems to quote like the Ramban. So we have in Yeruchim, Smag, Ramban, Rif, and Rambam, saying all like the pshat of the Ramban, that the Tinek, the Eretz Yisrael case, is quoted in the Gemara. And there the halacha is, the Eretz Yisrael family can come back to Tinek, and it was the earlier ending time of Tinek. Says the Shach, V'das harash nearly. But the Rush is different. The Rush understands, Hada asa b'dol tvasa, ala acher haba. The Rush understands the whole study that we talked about in Chav Beis Amad Aleph. That talked about halach gadol bayis leis hadvaros. These words, b'dol tvasa, are part of that study. Halach gadol habayis leis hadvaros. That whole study, says the Rush. V'huzra dvarav b'shas, according to him, the words in the Gemara never refer to im chazer gadol b'beiso olo. They never refer to what the Ramban says. If the Gadol goes back to his own house or not, according to the Rush, is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rush understands a whole different understanding of that whole sugya in the Chav Beis Amud Aleph that says, Halach Gadol Habayis Leis Advaros. Whereas according to the Ramban, that's not a sure question. According to the Rush, it's not history of Bashas at all. As we mentioned, it's not history of Bashas at all. What's the din? Pashat Shat, two separate countings. Says the Shach, had we passed on Lamaisa? Says the Shach, now we'll skip to Inyan Dina. This is towards the very end of the Shach and Yud Beis. This is 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 19 lines up from the bottom on the second column of Yud Beis Amud, Yud Beis in the Shach. Inyan Dina. Inyan Dina, it's five words in. Please make sure you see these very important words in the Shach. Inyan Dina. It's 19, how many words, how many lines? 19? 19 lines up. Inyan Dina. Linyan Dina, says the Shach, I told you there's a Machlokes Rush. Shach quotes two different versions in the Rush, and in the Ramban, others. Linyan Dina, near Iker. Everyone see where I am? If anyone does not see, please make sure to find it. Very important words. Nodea Lamaisa. Linyan Dina, near Iker, says the Shach, how do I pass him? To Svaras, let's count. Svaras Ha Rif, via Rambam, via Ramban, via Smag, Rabbin Yeruchim. I pass on those five Rishonim. The El, that I quote in the beginning, the Rabbim Ugdovim Ninhu Metivim Bavil. Says the Shach, I passed one of those five Rishonim against the Shulchan Aruch. So now the question of Tinek to Eretz Yisrael. Family comes back from Eretz Yisrael to Tinek. Can they all join the Tinek counting and end their Shiva earlier? Or do they have separate countings? Is Machlokas between the Ramban and the Rush? And Machlokas Shach and Mechaber Lamaisa? The Shach says, I would pass him. Everyone is tafel to the family in Tinek. We don't need Dodo Labayis. That's a Gemara. Everyone can have the earlier Veilus over from the family in Tinek. Everyone here, this is Machlokas Lamaisa, Shach and Mechaber. Had we passed him? So Rav Willig, in different places, he went through the Halachos of Veilus different times. In his Sefer Am Mordechai, at the end of his Printers Al Ela, he quotes various Kashas on the Mechaber. So he Machria there, based upon the kashrus, and secondly, based upon the fact that we have a halacha de remeikel ba'avil, like the Shach. That might not be room alone, halacha de remeikel ba'avil, but the Rabbi Willow quotes that if you look in the Mechaber, it's hard to understand the Mechaber, he thinks the pshat is like the Shach. In the more recent Beis Yitzchak article, when they did Avelus and Marasha a few years ago, Rabbi Willow wrote Rishimos, going through Hilchos Avelus, and he again writes that he thinks we can pass like the Shach, halacha to the remeikel ba'avil. Lamaisa, if a family lives in Tinek, they live in America, They were here for the Ptira. Some goes to Eretz Yisrael. Then the family comes back. They can all end earlier because that's the pshat of the Shach against the Mechaber. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein has recorded, this is Rabbi Simon points out in this beautiful article that I'm sure everyone read, which really summarizes some of these ideas very beautifully. He made some other points which we didn't discuss. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Mifei Shmua, Paskin, like the Mechaber. The question is, why? Why would the Shach, why would Rav Moshe Feinstein pass like the Mechaber that there's two different countings? The family goes to Tinech, starts on Sunday, family Eretz Yisrael starts on Monday, and it is going to end a day later. Why would that be? What's the Pashup Shat? Machloch is Shach and Mechaber. So, it's Rav Moshe's prerogative to say that the Mechaber, we don't pass like the Mechaber against the Shach, that's not something which itself is so hard to understand. So Rav Moshe passed like the Mechaber. We always listen to Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe listened to Shulchan Aruch, not like the Shach. Hosaf is the Shulchan Aruch. But I think there's an even easier reason as to why Rav Moshe finds him repastion like the Mechaber against the Shach. The Beis Yosef writes in his Avdama that there are three great Rishonim that we usually use for Hachra in Shulchan Aruch. Who are the three great Rishonim? The Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. Then the Beis Yosef writes, tier 2, if there's no clear Hachra on those Rishonim, there are other Rishonim that we use. So, Bechorah here, the din is like, in the Mechaber's own cloud, in the Beis Yosef, who would the Halacha be like? Like the Ramban. Ramban says, it's Ramban, and Ramban wrote Torah Adam, which the Torah says, all of us available in the Torah comes from the Ramban. He wrote the book. Not only that, it's the Rambam and the Rif. So Bechorah we should pass in, even if Beis Yosef's own column, like the Rambam. Rabbi Bosai, if you think about it carefully, everything turns on its head. Who is against the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban? The Rush. So we have one Rishon so far, one of the three. The Rush against the Ramban. Did the Shach ever quote what the Rif and the Rambam understand? What their Pesach is? No. Who did he quote? Whose interpretation of the Rif and the Rambam? The Ramban. But if you look in Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef himself has a different interpretation of the Rif. And as the Shach says, whatever you hold to the Rif, that's you don't hold to the Rambam as well. The Beis Yosef himself, the Mechaber, writes that Pshat in the Rif and the Rambam, therefore, is different. The Rif leaves out the whole idea of Golovai is going to Beis HaKvaros. Says Beis Yosef, the Rif left out the study of Halach Golovai to Beis HaKvaros for a very simple reason. The Ramban says, because he holds, it's talking about the Tinek to Eretz Yisrael case, and the Ramban says that's Pshat. But the Beis Yosef says, what could have been more Pashup Pshat in the Rif? Says Beis Yosef, what's Pshat in the Rif? Why did the Rif leave out the idea of Halach Gadol Habayis Leis HaKvaros? Because the Rif understands that the situation of Halach Gadol Habayis Leis HaKvaros is talking about a very simple case. The Gadol Habayis goes with the mace to the Leis HaKvaros like the Tinef Teretz Yisrael case. And then a person, one of the other members of the family, comes back. So the Gadol Habayis, the Tinech people were in Tinech. The Gadol Habayis went to Eretz Yisrael. The Gadol Habayis came back. And then another kid comes, let's say, to the house, wants to know when should the Avelos start. So, what would you say in such a situation? Without any chachmas. Well, either way, let's say either the kid goes to the Gadol Habayis in Eretz Yisrael, or the Gadol Habayis is here. Pasha chase. We have family is in Tinech. Then they split up. Tinech family stays in Tinech. Eretz Yisrael goes to Eretz Yisrael with Gadol Habayis. Now we have a question. What happens if a kid, one of the little brothers, wants to join the family because he didn't know about his Avelos? What should he do there? What's the question? What's the name of Chachma? If I know what you say. Or would have all the dinim of Gadol Habayis, whatever it would be. Gadol Habayis is necessary if you say Machon Parim, Machon Rachot, whatever the normal dinim are. Usually you say it's based on the Gadol Habayis, so if I wouldn't be the family, it would be the Gadol Habayis. But the normal dinim, meaning according to the Rif, says Beis Yosef, the whole Gemara, it's not talking about a new din. It's talking about another permutation. The Gadol Habayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros, which means he starts the whole Gemara was first referring to family that starts together. They start together, the family that starts together stays together. So they started together. But then the Gemara talks about a new case. What if the family split up? and then the brother came. So the family split up, then a new brother came, then he has to base himself again on the Dodo Abayas. But here it'll be the Dodo Abayas later, because the Dodo Abayas started later. According to the Sefer Beis Yosef, you sowed in the rift, the Gemara is not really adding anything. It's another permutation of the same case. The first case is the Gemara referring to a case where the Dodo Abayas is home, then a new brother comes. Now referring to a case where the Dodo Abayas is away, a new brother comes. So then, the same rules as old, he follows the Dodo Abayas. Whether you follow this case or not, seeing the Gemara or not, the follow the basis doesn't know. What's the point that we see from here? The Beis Yosef himself, the Yusod, understands that the Ramban's shot in the Rif and if of the Rambam is not correct. Memela, the whole Yusod of the Shach, the way the Shach paskins, like the Ramban, was it wasn't only the Ramban, who else was it? The Rif and the Rambam. But the Beis Yosef has his own shot in the Rif and the Rambam. And according to the Beis Yosef, who is the Rif and the Rambam like? The Rush. Meaning just like, whether you follow this case or not, don't be discouraged. The point of the Rif, according to the Beis Yosef, is that he's just understanding again, it's another detail in the case of Rav Abayas in the Koma case. Which means, just like the Rush didn't even talk about the Tinaf Teretz Yisrael case at all, according to the Beis Yosef, did the Rif and the Rambam talk about it? No. Which means, who's going to be telling us this din, that if a mace is in Tinaf, the nose to Eretz Yisrael, the family from Tinaf that was in Eretz Yisrael comes back to Tinaf, can be mitzaris together, and if one avails, there's only the Ramban. Does the Rush hold that way? No, because he, according to the Gemara, is not talking about it. Does the Rif hold that way? No, according to the Gemara, is not talking about it. Does the Rambam hold that way? No, because according to the Gemara, is not talking about it. According to the Machaber that comes out, who holds that to Machaber? The Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. Which means, as opposed to the Shach's understanding, which was the Ramban said the Rif and the Rush don't hold like him. But according to the understanding of the Beis Yosef himself, who's holding like him? The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. All three, Ashley Ravi, are going to be holding like the Pshad of the Mechaber. Memela, it's very mistaver, one can say, Ramosha Feinstein wants to pass on to the Mechaber. The whole Yishach Yisod is based upon one interpretation of the Rif and the Rambam. But if you hold not like the Shach, like the Beis Yosef, which is fair game, then he's saying all three, the only apostle, are going to be holding like him. So to say that Rav Moshe Feinstein passed like that, you sowed, not the Shapela. The Shach was predicated upon one understanding of the Rif and the Rambam. But according to the Mechaber's understanding of the Rif and the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam all hold like the same you sowed. That the whole Gemara was not referring to our case of Tinaf Eretz Yisrael at all. It was only referring to details in this Koma case of Dodo Abayas. Memela, to say Rav Moshe is going to pass like the Mechaber against the Shach is not Shver. Because don't tell me, oh, the Shach has the Rif and the Rambam on his side. No, it's only the Shach Lashitoso with the Ramban understanding it that way. But if you say, at the Beis Yosef, which is fair game, that the Rif and the Rambam are not like him. Then the Rif and the Rambam are with the Rush, and it's very mistaber, Rav Moshe finds in the Pashtun, like the Mechaber against the Shach.
How does the Rambam get his understanding of the Rif based on the fact that that line's not there? It seems like it should have been the Beis Yosef. How does he, what is he reading out of
it? It's a cheshbon. The Ramban quotes it for a few lines, based upon the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, adding contrast to the Yerushalmi. He seems to say that's the Pashup shot in what's going on in the Gemara based upon the Rif's understanding.
According to the Beis Yosef's understanding of the case of the Gemara according to the Rambam, but wouldn't that also be talking about the New York Tina case? Because in the Beis Yosef's understanding that the Gadol is coming back in 3 days. Since the Gadol is coming back in 3 days, therefore the other son who comes back could also count with them. It seems to imply that the Gadol also could be counted with them. Otherwise,
no, okay, the other way around. Meaning the Gadol is going to have his own cheshbon, meaning, in fact, it seems like
the other kid be counting after the bandit.
No, the other kid's counting after the Dodo Abayas. I mean, halach Dodo Abayas with the Taurus would mean a case where the Dodo Abayas doesn't get the Taurus, so he starts later. So then when the kid comes back,
this is Monday Mahan, like it's like plural, like he's counting himself with the seven plural, like the whole family.
Okay, it's a good question as to how he reads the Gemara. That's the way that the Beis understands what he was going to say by leaving out the Gemara. So then, well, if he's there, sounds like very beautiful. Right.
Doesn't the Shach read the Rif in the way that he does because he says that the Rif thinks that the whole later Machlok of the Gemara, which is Rabbi Yochanan, the Bible, that's all the Mishnah of the Tanakhama. Whereas the Rif, Maskin says, he says explicitly about Rabbi Shimon.
Okay, good. Great. All together. Great. So that, which means Lamaisa, but the Rif and the, so that's the Rif and the Rambam then are still going to be holding that the, there's no source for the words of the Ramban, which tells the Chiddush that they're going to split up the Avelos. The Beis Yosef.
No, the Beis Yosef part makes sense. But how is the Ramban doing it? Let's see where he's getting from.
He is adding Basir for the Yerushalmi. We'll put it together, Rez Hashem, afterwards.
No, but how does he see it in the Rif and the Ramban?
How does the Ramban see that that's Pshat in the Rif and the Ramban to be understanding that the words of the Gadol Abayas? So he says, Lamaisa, if you look carefully, we'll talk about the exact words of Rez Hashem afterwards. So they. Netan. Right.
So the next day. So the Magna Amanda here is about.
So you're saying, let's say the Kippur would happen, let's say an hour from now. So let's say the Kippur happens an hour from now. So let's say the people in Tinek are. So, but it's day, it's days. Meaning, once, you know, let's say they're in there for Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be, let's say, doing the tour at night.
They have to see the other extra day. Because they start here, Simchas Torah, that it's 1 o'clock.
You're saying if everyone would be based on Simchas Torah, let's say, if everyone would be based on what happened in Eretz Yisrael, maybe you'd have to split it, because Simchas Torah here is going to be on Tuesday, and there is going to be Tuesday evening. Very interesting. Very interesting. It's true that usually we don't say that they have to base, that even America has faith in Sosman, Simas Adolo. Very, very interesting Ha'ara.
Okay, just to clarify that point, according to the Rif, the Shach's reading of the Rif, it doesn't matter whether the Gadol Habayis or not, right?
Right.
It doesn't affect the Din at all. Even if there's a Gadol Habayis, it doesn't matter. Anyone can go from you know, to the Beit HaKfarot or not. It can even be a Tata. So this part of the Gemara, once the Gemara says, Amar Mori, Kimli Amar Mori, Shemur Makam, Gara, 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 that's all within the sheet of the Tanakhama and not within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. The Rif passes are Rabbi Shimon. So that's why the Gadol Habayis, the whole team is left out. It doesn't apply to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon.
The Chal.
That's how the Shach is read. I think that's the Shach.
And that's what he says. Even Yom Shvi, you can be Mustari.
Yeah, exactly.
So the question at the end of Tinat Eretz Yisrael, we have two issues about the Haskalah of when the Avelos starts. That is a very, very important issue, which comes up all the time. Halacha Maisa, when does the Avelos end? Does it end from the time that they started? Or does it end based upon the family in America that started earlier, Machlokas Shachar Mechaber, Machlokas Apostim, had a pasuk. The fourth issue, as far as what happens when there's Kfir in Eretz Yisrael, is not related to our Tinek to Eretz Yisrael case, but it's a slightly different situation. What happens, the case that Jonathan pointed out before somewhat, there is a retired family in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ptira and Kfir happen in Eretz Yisrael. And some of the family, let's say the brothers, remain in Tinek. They're not going to Eretz Yisrael for the Kfir. They hear about it, but they're not going to be there at all. We say in such a situation, the Avelos begins Mishas, the time they hear about it, since they're not going to Eretz Yisrael, or no? Does it begin Mishas HaKavura? This is a Machlokas, world famous Machlokas also. We mentioned quickly in the Shir about Anios, between the Netziv, Rav Shiva Volozhin, and his son in law, the Taurus Raphael, Rav Raphael Shapiro. The Netziv Shuva is printed in Meshuv Dover, the photocopies you have, Chelet Beis and Ayin Beis. And the Taurus Raphael was known about for a long time, but it was only printed in its full glory in the Sefer Taurus Raphael, Chelet Gimel, the Raphael Shapiro's Shuvas, which was printed only in 1980, comparatively recently. The Netziv said Whenever a kvura happens in a foreign place, and the person is not going to be involved whatsoever with the kvura, such as the retired families in Eretz Yisrael, there the kvura happens in Eretz Yisrael, and they stay in Tinek, when does the avela start for those that are staying in Tinek? Says the Netziv, only b'shas kvura. Rav Rafael Shapiro disagrees. Says Rafael Shapiro, I don't think that's true. I think the avela starts right away. They can't have aninus. They're not osif in the kvura. It starts right away. And the Netziv wrote a tshuva in Meshav Davar. Rav Rafael Shapiro is not aware of this tshuva. So Rav Rafael Shapiro had his own opinion that a person has a telegram, let's say, to Europe that someone in your family died and is going to have the kvura tomorrow. So Rav Rafael Shapiro, when should the avela start? Right away. Kvura tomorrow is only those that are going to the kvura. For those that hear about it, should avelus begin right away. Says Rav Shapiro, this happened in my family. When my father-in-law, who was the Netziv, passed away, my wife asked me, when should avelus start? We received a telegram that he passed away. I told my wife, start avelus right away. That's my psak. What's ironic is what would the Netziv himself say? Don't start avelus right away. That's my psak. But Rav Shapiro didn't even know about it. It was an interesting question. He had a different psak from his father-in-law. If his father-in-law was a nidon, what would be the psak? But the Maaseh, Rav Shapiro didn't know about it at that time. He didn't know that was the Shver's position. Very smart Shver. When he disagrees with the son-in-law, he doesn't tell him. So the Netziv wrote a tshuva, and only afterwards the Torah Shapiro talks about some of the points in the tshuva. He writes in the first part of the tshuva what he holds. Then he writes what he did with his father-in-law. Then he writes, oh, and now I have the Meshav Dover. I'll tell you why I don't hold with my father-in-law's points. And there are five basic points made by the Netziv, and most of them are disagreed with by the Taurus Rafael. Let's go through them point by point. The Netziv says, first of all, the biggest raya to me is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Ar Sif says the Shulchan Aruch Shin Ayin Hei Sif Vav. What happens, Rachmana Litzlan? Mi Shehodiyuhu Shetzlovu Ov Dechavim Krova Be'ir Acheres. He hears that his family member was murdered by the Goyim in another city. There was a pogrom, Rachmana Litzlan, and he hears that someone in his family was killed. And he starts avelus right away. But then he hears that the kvura only happened later. What then says Shulchan Aruch? Nag avelus miyad, v'achar kach, no delo shedayin omed b'tzliva. He heard afterwards the kvura didn't happen yet. The person was still crucified. Also avelus, lo. Avelus observed when the mace was not nikvar yet, doesn't count. It says in Netziv, what happened in this case? There was a ptira. A ptira the person clearly was not going to, which is why it's only shama, he heard. And we say, did an avelus start right away? No, if he started right away and found that the mace was not buried yet, his avelus is not valid. Clearly, when's the avelus start? Only mishas kivura, even if the person's not going. The kvura at all. But that's the pashas in the Shulchan Aruch. V'achkach noda lo shadayin omed v'tzliva. He heard it again. He heard what happened. Correct. So he goes to be osach in the kvura. So the Sif would say that's much, a little bit much in the case. And if you look carefully in the case the Rishon would quote, no one mentions this idea that they're involved. Okay, so maybe Zevi's arguing could be to say that he heard now. It's a tough situation. There's no raya not like that, but just mistimas advarim from the fact they don't say anything about it. Sounds like the Sif would say, and that's the punch shot in the Rishonim that this Shulchan comes from. There's no discussion whatsoever as far as the actual Hisastras. So you see, black and white says in the Netziv. I'm right. As soon as the person hears, did the avelus start? No. His avelus is invalid until he actually has the kibur. Point number one is in the Netziv. Point number two says in the Netziv. Very simply. Famous Malchokas between the Russian and the Tam. What happened to the Russian and the Tam? The Tam was not observing aninus, because he said, my brother-in-law, the Baal, is in charge of the Pura. The sister in the Tam passed away, the mother of the Ri, in the Tam was Ocha Basar V'yayin. Says in Itziv, according to you, if you say the Avel starts right away, what do you mean he was Ocha Basar V'yayin? He was an Avel. Clearly, was he an Avel yet? No. Avelus doesn't start until the Pura happens. Right, number two. Says in the Tziv, obviously, we're talking about that when the time of the Chiddush was, he was in Onin, and he still had Hosef Yayin, because he said there's no Aninus. Now, according to, if you say the Avelus should start right away, he should be an Avel. No, but in the Chiddush, there's no Chiddush. Obviously, the point is that he wasn't an Avel. The Chiddush was that that's all the Rishonim were quoting, and that's what the Rush was all upset about. If you don't like it in the time, who didn't write much, the Rush quotes it. A Chiddush, I disagree, he was still an Onain. Clearly the Yun was, is he an Onain or not? Not that he was an Avel, and that's where Basav Yain started. So says the Netziv from the Pasha. So says the Netziv, look, you see that whole Machlokas, he was an Onain, not an Avel yet. I, the Kavura, see, Kavura is what makes him to an Avel, even though he's not going to the Kavura. Right, number two, Simon Shimon Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Siv Gimel, the famous studio of Masrul Ksafim, says the Shulchan Aruch, if people are Osik and Avelus, and then they give it to the Chevra Kadisha, who's going to take the mace to another city, then when does the Avelus start? Masrul Ksafim, as soon as they give it to the people that are messengers. Says the Netziv, that seems like it's against me. Because there we see that if the family starts being involved, then they stop being involved. When does the Avelus start? Not from the Kura, only from when? The messengers have it. So you see, even before Kavura, as long as there's Ksafim, the messengers, they are going to be in the Avelus. You see, you don't need Kavura. Everyone hear this Raya? So then it says, no. What happened? This is a Raya Mukharakas to me. What's the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbo say? Shin Ramalev Siv Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Makam Shinoidin Maksafim, Miyuchadim Otsi Mace. If there's a Chevra Kadisha which usually is responsible for taking the mace out, after they're involved in the kibura, then they give it to Ksafim, then Avelus starts right away. Says the Netziv, aha, in that case, you know why the Avelus starts right away? Because the family was Osik a little bit, and then they stopped being Osik. But if the family was never Osik ever, their Avelus only starts Mishas Kibura. Interesting switch. If a family was Osik and then stopped being Osik, that's considered their aninus, then the Kfura happens. But if the mace is in Eretz Yisrael and they're never Osik at all, then they never have aninus and Kfura. They never have aninus and Avelus. When are they going to use? They'll use the old rule of thumb of Kfura. So the Netziv says, that's not a kasha to me, that's a raya to me. The only time that the Netziv says Avelus can begin before Kfura is if there's a sastros and the sastros stops. If there's no such whatsoever, then there's no way to say that the aninus is going to stop. They're going to be on him until the Shas Kura. Debbie?
Where does the Shulchan Aruch write that they begin Avelus, that's that they went to Shas Yai? The Rosh is not complaining when you put up the Hotman onto Allah plane, he says it's considered like Masrul itself, and that Avelus should start at that moment.
Right, because there it's going to be terminated.
Yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch, okay, I understand. The Shulchan Aruch just said that it's, you're just supposed to be asked to be high. It doesn't say that it's Avelus begins.
So you're saying the Aninus, once the Aninus stops.
The point is that Aninus is a function of whatever, we go say the Mises. So once you give it to the Shulchan Aruch, then you say no longer
go say the Mises. And if not, then it's going to say, but what makes, but there we have a situation of Aninus, and Aninus ending at a certain point. So the Netziv, Aninus only ends at a certain point if there was a sastrus. But if there's no sastrus, then Aninus is going to continue forever.
But Aninus ending does not mean Avelus begins.
Let's say, even if that's true, but Rav Moshe says, even Aninus ending can only end if there's a little sastrus. But if there's no sastrus altogether, then Aninus has to continue forever until the Kvura. You're right. But says, that's what the Netziv says. But Aninus there was related to sastrus. It's not related to sastrus, it's going to begin and not end until there's actual tevura. It's an interesting horror. And says the Nesiv, another raya, is back to us in Shin Ayin Hei Siv Beis, the famous words of the Rambam quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Mi Shedargan L'Shulach HaMeis L'Medina Acheres, V'Ein Yadim Masi Yikaver. Says the Nesiv, what does it say here? When do we say that the Nedelus begins from Afichas Panim as soon as they leave? If they don't know when the Tvura is going to happen. Says the Nesiv, but if they know the Tvura is going to happen the next day or the day later, they know the Mace is going to Eretz Israel. Then what should we say? The Avelos only starts when the Kfur happens in Eretz Israel. Says the Rambam, when do we say they start Avelos right away? Only if Eino Yodim Masa Yikaver. But if they know Masa Yikaver, then Avelos only starts when Masa Yikaver. It says in Nitziv, that's a little bit of a problem. It says in Nitziv, I'm telling you that if they're going to bring the mace to Eretz Yisrael. So the family is in the Ben-Gurion Airport. They bring the mace to Eretz Yisrael. They don't know, says the Rambam, they don't know when the tour is going to happen. They said Avelos right away. So now with Ora, we had a question where Moshe Feinstein asked, and discussed on Friday. What do you mean? They do know for the next 10 hours at least there is no Kavura, because they know it's at least 10 hours that Eretz Yisrael. So why do they start right away? Since the Nitziv says Avelos only starts from this man Kavura, let them at least wait 10 hours before it starts. So Nitziv, that's a big question on me. So you're right. One part is Rambam is like me. In the Yodah Masa Yikaver, that makes a lot of sense. That tells us that they don't know when the Tevurah is going to be, but if they know when the Tevurah is going to be, they have to wait till the Tevurah. But then how come they should start right away? Well, they should at least wait the bare minimum before they know the Tevurah is not going to happen before starting Avelos. So the Nitziv, I'll tell you a pshat, an unbelievable chiddush. Siv explains that the Rambam here is giving the Avelim an option. Avelim really, really is supposed to wait until the Tevurah happens. But if the Tevurah is going to take a while, and that means that by waiting until the Tevurah, they're going to have longer Avelos. As we mentioned, the longer Avelos is, the more it's L'chumra. Says in the Tziv, they have an option. They're allowed to be Meito on themselves and start the Avelos as soon as they are Hofech Paneihem, even though they know there's no Tevurah yet. That's an option they have, that's their prerogative. Their prerogative is in Chiddush, the Tziv says. Even though in reality, they know the Tevurah only happens 10 hours later. And they should really only start the Avelos 10 hours later. Like the Nesiv says, what is the clear Machriya for the Tevurah? Only there, only the clear Machriya for the Avelos, the Tevurah. Because the Nesiv, in that case, where they were Mesasek a little bit, and then left, they have a prerogative to start the Avelos earlier as a Kula. Because the Nesiv says, really, what makes Tevurah, what makes Avelos happen? Only Tevurah. It says, in the Nesiv, in that case, since they're osik a little bit and then turned around, we're making on them and say they're allowed to start before the Tevurah. Because in that situation, the Tevurah was the real time of Avelos, but we're making they can even start earlier. And that's why, even though they know the Avelos really shouldn't start yet, we have a special dispensation, they can start earlier, even though they know that the Tevurah didn't happen yet. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to discuss how Rav Rafael Shapiro dismantles each of the tainus of his father-in-law while he was Machriya. There were 4 points. One of them was the yeshuv of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But the Nesiv says this unbelievable chiddush that even though the kavura is really happening later, they still have to misavol right away. This is it. Yeah, sure. You should be inside. For sure. Great.
The distinction is that the Beis Rafael and the Nesiv are only arguing in a case where there's provision in both locations.